Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Angela joins us today for Blown Off. Hi, Angela. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing well.
We're great.
Yeah. What's going on? Are you you having some boy trouble or girl trouble? I mean, I don't want to assume anything.
Yeah, so it's boy trouble.
Okay.
But, you know, just the usual, I guess.
Yeah. What's happening?
What happened?
So I met this guy at a bar. I know, real cliche, and it's totally out of the norm for me. Like, I would never pursue a guy I met at the bar.
Yeah.
But he was really cute, and he was nice, and we kind of, I felt like we hit it off.
Oh, good, okay.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we started texting for a few days, and then we went on a date, and we still kind of kept texting, and everything seemed normal, and then he just quit talking to me, I guess. And I decided to ask him, you know, go out on a limb and ask him what he was doing over the weekend.
Okay.
And he just kind of blew it off and said, you know, hanging with some friends.
Right. I gotcha.
Yeah.
So you met at the bar, and then was there another date, or was meeting at the bar the date?
No, we went on a date.
Okay, the date? What happened on the date? Was everything normal sounding, or did you
it seemed totally normal.
Like, yeah?
I thought it was a good date, and that's kind of why I kept talking to him, and I assume that's why he had kept talking to me, and then I guess it was like 2 days after he just...
Right. And on your date, did you act weird or wear like a pajanimal or something? Or
a what?
No, I feel like I'm pretty normal.
Yeah.
How long has it been now since you've talked to him?
4 days.
Okay.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not
too
bad.
Could be worse.
All right, and at the end of the date, was there any, like, you know, intimate stuff going on, or was it all just kind of cold and standoffish?
No, we kissed, but I just thought he was respectful.
And right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, last question. What's his name?
Corey.
Okay. All right. Here's what we can do for you. We can call Corey and we can try to figure out why he's blowing you off. We can't guarantee that we can change his feelings, but we can at least maybe get you some closure.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Oh, good. All right.
Okay.
Perfect. We're going to do that next. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE. We'll be right back. Angela went on a date with Corey and said it was great. They had a good time and he was respectful and he's super cute. Right, Angela?
Yes.
Yeah. So now, but for whatever reason, he doesn't seem intent on going out with her again. So we're going to call him now and find out why, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Don't thank us yet.
Yeah, you know, we'll see how this goes.
Don't pay the bill till you get what you want. All right, here we go. Listen on the line. Don't say a word. Here we go. Corey?
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? Who's this?
Oh, doing great. First of all, Corey, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Corey.
We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know you guys. What's going on?
Yeah, we're often referred to as Mark Kay and Megan because those are our names.
Right. People call us that.
Yeah. Nice. Right.
Corey, we just wanted to talk to you on the radio for a minute. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Okay.
Cool.
I have a feeling you're going to regret that decision, but
yeah.
we wanted to ask you about a girl you know that you went on a date with. Her name's Angela.
Angela, yes. How do you know her?
Well, she actually got in touch with us. She told us that she met you out at a bar and you guys went on a date and it was really nice. And she's just kind of confused where your head's at and why you're not contacting her anymore.
Ah, gotcha, gotcha. Well, how do I put this? I think we were on the same wavelength, I guess you can say.
You don't think you're on the same wave? Like, is one of you on a higher wavelength than the other, or?
Golly, I don't know how to put this. I guess he was a little bit immature, I guess, to say the least.
Oh,
gullible or something. I'm not really sure.
Immature. How so?
Yeah, like what makes her gullible and immature? Did you like play tricks on her and she fell for it?
No.
Oh, got your nose.
She was, I know it's kind of crazy to say, but she believed in unicorns. Like she thought they were actually real.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
No, seriously. She thinks they exist. I just couldn't take it seriously. Like she thinks a unicorn is a real animal.
She thinks the unicorns are real.
Yes, and it was just so strange, and I was kind of turned off by it. And she was serious, like she was dead serious, like she believed that there are unicorns out there in this world.
Well, first off, Corey, they are real. I've seen one, and
wait,
I can't
Angela?
Believe that's a reason that you're blowing me off.
Wait, is that Angela on the phone? Did you guys trick me or what?
Yeah, sort of. But before we get into that, Angela, you said you've seen a unicorn?
Yes, my uncle had one.
Your uncle had
what?
Okay.
Listen,
can you guys hang on 1 second? We have to take a break. We want to talk more.
Oh, what's happening?
We want to talk more about it. Hang on 1 second. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back. Corey and Angela are here. They went out on a date, had a good time, but Corey said that he's not on the same wavelength as Angela because Angela believes in unicorns. And actually, Angela, you told us moments ago your uncle had one.
Yeah. So when I was little, we used to go to my uncle's ranch, and I actually got to ride his unicorn.
You got to ride a real live unicorn?
Yes.
I mean, was it...
guys, this is what I'm talking about.
Okay. Are we sure it wasn't just a horse with, like, maybe a headband on that had a, you know, because they have those at parties and stuff?
No, it wasn't like that. So actually, this unicorn in particular lost her horn as a baby. Poachers stole it from her. She actually just had a lump, like, in the middle of her head where her horn was, and you could tell it used to be
a
horn.
So your uncle had a unicorn without a horn on it?
Well, you could tell that there was a horn there.
What? How could you tell?
Because it was like a lump where you could tell some, like, a horn type. Like if you cut like a cow's horn off or something, you could tell it was there.
I see. So it had like
it was just a horse. I mean, that's a regular horse, dude. Like
it's like a horse, like a horse with a big raspberry on his head.
Regular horses don't have horns.
Okay, so your uncle told you this was a unicorn and that the poachers took the horn.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, that uncle.
Was that the only unicorn that you've come in contact with, or?
Yes, but they're really rare. So, I mean, it's surprising I've even seen one. I get it why y'all are all so skeptical, but.
Right, because they are rare. The fact
yeah,
that you've
very.
Seen. Where was it? Where was this?
In Ocala.
In Ocala?
Yes.
There's a unicorn in Ocala?
I mean, that's where I would think they would be, to be honest with you.
That's true. They've got all the other.
Does anyone go there?
They've got all the other horses, yeah. Can we go see it? Can we drive down?
No, she actually passed away 2 years ago.
Aw.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, but I mean, she was there and she was real, so.
Okay. All right.
You know what, Angela? I don't know. I can't anymore. It's cool that you believe in unicorns or whatever, but. I just can't do it. I honestly just don't want to go out with you anymore. Can I go on with my day?
Too immature, and it's definitely not my loss. So
okay,
thanks.
Whatever.
Okay, all right.
Okay, well that solves that.
Wow. All right, hang on 1 second, Corey. That was Well, Angela, listen. I don't think he was I don't think he was right for you in the end.
Definitely not.
No, you need a guy who loves you for you and all your quirks and eccentricities.
Also, if you ever see another unicorn, can you let us know?
Yeah, by all means.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Oh yeah, perfect. All right, it's the big eight morning mess. I'm a little bummed. I didn't know that 2 years ago there was a unicorn in Ocala.
I know, we could have drove over there and saw it.
I would have taken my daughter. She'd have loved it.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.